Little Mrs. Blackbird. By James, were you camouflaged? Ah. It's Tuesday the 19th of January, 8 a.m. And I was just standing with my cup of tea in my hand and staring at the leaf litter. And if she hadn't moved her head, I'd never have saw her. Totally camouflaged in the half light. Ah, what's going through her mind this morning? She's standing perfectly still, facing my direction. And she may have been doing that before I stopped, so. What's up, missus? There's plenty of food for you. Yeah. Ah, I see. You want some granola? Okay, we'll get you some. She likes the fruit and granola. And the almond flakes. Yeah. It won't be long till you don't have time to stop and stare. I love that wee rhyme. I can never remember it. My wife says it often. I can still never remember it. It's a lovely wee rhyme. It's true, perfectly true to life. So I had a better night's sleep last night. In and out of deep sleep throughout the night, but still I scored 53% deep sleep. That was an incredible roar of that plane this morning. It must be the acoustics in the air. It's a damp morning. No rain, no drizzle. Yesterday was all rain and all drizzle, which washed away virtually all of the snow. Virtually. Some wee clumps here and there in the garden. Where I had cleared them into wee piles. It was actually a stinker day yesterday. Today, clouds are still down. As far as I can see, there's still that greyness in the air. How can air be grey? There it is. A better sleep last night, as I said. And still an incredible struggle to get out of bed at 7. Yeah. These dark mornings really take their toll. Maybe I should just lie in bed until there's daylight coming through the window. But then, there's always a consequence. She still hasn't moved. She's still standing. Perfectly still, though her head is moving around. Listening. Watching. Ever vigilant. My wife says that she spotted two hen blackbirds out the front of the house the other day there. Locked like two eagles, hawks fighting, locked with claws to claw. It could only have been Mrs. and an intruder. Now she's moving. And she looks absolutely fine. Don't see any damage whatsoever as far as I can tell. So I guess she won the battle. Life's all about a battle, isn't it? Was it they say that you might win? What is it? Yeah. You might win the fight, but not the battle. You might win the battle, but not the war. I don't know. But life is a battle. I think the only time that you aren't battling through life, and I mean, when I use that word battling, I mean in the sense of getting through each day, the things we have to do in a day, the things we have to manage, the things that can go wrong, the arguments, the phone calls, whatever. Very, 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 very few days, normal days, as you might call them. It's not a battle of some sort. You might not think it's a battle, but it is in a way. It might just be a wee stooshy. Not a battle. And I think that the only time that I can go through a day or days without it being a bit of a stooshy somewhere along the line, it's when you're away on holiday, when you've got a breakaway, or when you're left the house at 9 o'clock in the morning and you've got the picnic stuff in the car and you head away up to the Trossachs or the Borders, and all you're thinking about is the beautiful roads you're driving and the scenery and where you're going, your destination, and what you'll see when you get there, and walking in countryside by rivers and lochs and glens, or abroad, on the beach, where, when you get up in the morning, that day hasn't got any of the normal aspects of your, or the aspects of your normal day at home. There's nothing to think about, nothing to worry about, just what are you going to do that day? Oh man, I'm going to go here and do this, or we'll have a lazy day, and yeah. Suppose anyone who has that kind of life at home has a very enchanted life. Maybe enchanted is not the right word. Where every day at home, even, or most days at home, there's not a challenge, a worry, a concern.